Former Senator Chris Dodd suggests longtime friend Joe Biden may not run in 2024. By Paul Bois on November 13, 2021. Nearly a year into the Joe Biden presidency, enthusiasm has reached such a nadir that former Senator Chris Dodd, DCT, has suggested the aging politician may not seek re-election come 2024. Speaking with the New York Times about the Biden administration's efforts to bolster Vice President Kamala Harris's approval, Dodd, who worked alongside Joe Biden in the Senate for 28 years and who served as a member of the Biden campaign vice presidential search committee, said that the president might not seek re-election. "I'm hoping the president runs for re-election," Dodd said. "But for whatever reason that might not be the case. It's hard to believe there would be a short list without Kamala's name on it. She's the vice president of the United States. Should Joe Biden, whose approval rating now stands at 37.8% according to a USA Today/Suffolk University poll, not seek re-election in 2024, the Democrats would have an uphill battle in selecting a candidate that could retain the White House, given that Vice President Kamala Harris has an even lower approval rating at 27.8%. Vice President Kamala Harris' approval rating is 28%, even worse than Biden's," USA Today's Susan Page and Rick Irwan wrote. "The poll shows that 51% disapprove of the job she's doing. 1 in 5, 21%, are undecided. The poll also showed that if an election were held today, former President Trump would beat Biden handily. If the presidential election were today between Biden and Trump, 44% say they would vote for Trump, 40% for Biden, 11% for an unnamed third-party candidate. In the election last year, Biden beat Trump 54% to 47%, Page and Rowan wrote. Despite former Senator Chris Dodd's doubts, President Biden, who will turn 79 this month, said he plans to run for re-election earlier this year. "My plan is to run for re-election. That's my expectation," Biden said in March. "I said, that is my expectation," he added. "I'm a great respecter of fate. I've never been able to plan 3.5 years ahead for certain." However, in an op-ed for The Hill, Myra Adams wrote that Biden's pledge to run for re-election may have been premature, lamenting that Biden has to make a decision soon as to when he will officially announce his decision to duck out of the 2024 election. "The earlier Biden announces his lame duck status, the more his power decreases, reflecting the aura of a failed presidency," wrote Adams. "More consequential is the national security perspective if enemies think a defeated Biden signals an opportune time for aggression. The longer Biden delays his announcement, the more those seeking the nomination will be handicapped. Nearly 2 years are needed for an organizational buildup to raise the mega millions of dollars required to wage a successful presidential primary campaign," continued Adams.